Blog Talk Radio.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Stuff going on this weekend. ARCA, NASCAR, NHRA drag racing. Oh, and also finals. I mean, I'm only going there a little bit because I used to cover the Flyers back in the day. My original venue, WNJC, 1360 AM in South Jersey, just outside of Philly. So there used to be the weekend correspondent. So I grew up on hockey long before racing. So if I got two favorite things to tend to, it's racing and hockey. So congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning winning their second Stanley Cup, defeating the Dallas Stars. Well, now that the hockey season's over, when normally it would start up in about a week. Usually it's around the 4th or 5th of October, they play the first game of the season. I wonder how that's going to work out this year. With the coronavirus shutting everything down in the world, the NHL, racing, football, basketball in their playoffs as well. Hockey, I think baseball's still playing. I don't know if I wanted to take a nap. I'd check it out. But this 2020 only has a few months left. It's already fall. Leaves are starting to turn. I see where New Hampshire friends up there are hiking, and the leaves are turning. I'm starting to see some trees turn colors here. It's ugly and raining out, but, you know, it's how it goes sometimes. Anyway, where do we start? In Memphis for the Sioux Chief Power PEX 200. While the Arc Menards West, which used to be the NASCAR K&N Series West, was out in Las Vegas. Let's give a shout out to Gracie Trotter. Apparently making history. She's the first female winner of an ARCA racing sanctioned event. If you remember, Haley Deegan won a couple of races when it was K&N Series. So technically, 19-year-old Gracie Trotter drove away with the win in the General Tire 150 at the Bullring at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So she's the first female winner in ARCA racing. Wow, her first year as well. Driving the 99 ENEOS Toyota for Bill McAnally. I've had several of Bill's drivers on. Sarah Fisher, when she drove for him. I had her on when she was on the IndyCar series. Trotter fended off BMR teammate Gio Selzy on a late race restart with 10 to go, and then drove away to the win by a 0.821 seconds. ARCA Menards Series West points leader Jesse Love finished third to give Bill McAnally Racing a sweep of the podium. Trotter, who had Love won the pole and led early, but Trotter, who had five top fives in her first seven starts, including a runner-up at Oregon's Douglas County Speedway in August, made a three-wide pass for the lead. Way to go, girl. In the 68 history of ARCA racing, the highest finish for a female has been second. In addition to Trotter in the ARCA Menards Series West, Shauna Robinson and Erin Crocker Everham accomplished that feat. Taylor Deegan became the first female to win a West Series race. Like I said, she had two last year. Well, one last year and one the year before, but it was under the NASCAR banner, so. Bill Manganiello always has some good equipment. He's running Toyotas now. He used to run Chevys and did a development for Childress Racing. So it's Trotter, Selzy, Jesse Love, third. All finished 150 laps. 12 vehicles in the event, though, so. And Holly Holland, another young lady. That's a good staying with Bill. Bill has some good stuff, and I got to get in touch with him, see if I can have Gracie on. Standings. There were six cautions for 25 laps. Margin of victory, 1.821 seconds. Boy, she really stepped it out on that. Seven lead changes. Gracie led three times for 95 of the 150 laps. So she pretty much spanked the field. She's third in the points. Behind Blaine Perkins in second and Jesse Love, her teammate, in first. Okay, where's the points? She's not that far out, 31 back. And there's another name to circle on your up-and-comers and as they make their way up the ranks into the NASCAR series. So she can keep good equipment. Then she might be another one. Give Haley Deegan some competition. Speaking of which, out in Memphis, we have the Sioux Chief Power PEX 200. So Sioux Chief sponsoring both ARCA events. One in Vegas at the Bullring, one in Memphis, Tennessee. Ty Gibbs takes the checkered flag. Sam Mayer, who has been running amok in that series, is second. Brett Holmes, third. Thad Moffitt, fourth. Chandler Smith, fifth. Michael Self, sixth. Haley Deegan, Drew Dollar, 8th, Taylor Gray, 9th, and Chris Wright rounds out your top 10. Four cautions for 17 laps. Margin of victory, 0.66 seconds, so say two-thirds of a second. Race, 1 hour, 44 minutes. Average speed, 85.93. Three lead changes amongst three drivers. Let's check out the standings for the regular ARCA Menards series. Brett Holmes leads the points. Michael Self is second. Haley Deegan in third. I said, watch her. She's 63 back. And only 1 point out of second. Oh, no. Michael Self is 1 point out of first. He was the defending champ. Haley Deegan is 62 back of Michael. Drew Dollar's third, the fourth, Ty Gibbs fifth, Brad Smith is 6th, Sam Mayer 7th, Thad Moffitt 8th, Taylor Smith 9th, and Tanner Gray rounds out your top 10 in the Arca Menards series. On to the NHRA, back in action after a couple of weeks off. Steve Torrance. Up against his dad, Billy Torrance, in the finals. Clay Milliken was your number one qualifier. He went unopposed. Apparently there were only 14 entries. John Force pulled his two out of the thing, so that would have been at least 16 entries, which you need for the top event. So there's no Brittany or so. Two top fuel drivers out of the John Force Racing camp. And, of course, same thing in Funny Car with John and Robert Height. But anyway, the show must go on. Steve Torrance outlasted Tony Schumacher in round one. Doug Foley in round two. Leah Pruitt in the semis. The Faces dad went up against Todd Patton. Billy was the number two qualifier. And then Sean Langdon in round two. And Terry McMillan in the semis. So came down to Steve and Billy. Steve's reaction time, a little quicker than Daddy's. A .051 to Billy's .104, so just twice as quick to get the jump on the light. And when it came down to it, Stevie had a 3.809, and Billy had a 3.81. So you're looking at a tenth of a second, or a thousandth of a second, which made it a tenth difference between Steve and Billy. Steve taking the Wally. Low ET of the day was Terry McMillan at a 3.74 with a 7. Best reaction time, Steve Torrance with an 0.37, so it wasn't even the best reaction time of the. And the top speed went to Antron Brown. Torrance's best reaction time at an 0.37 was a 1,000th of a second faster than Leah Pruitt in the semis. But he had her pretty much on the ET anyway, a 3.77 to her 3.81. Makes a big difference there. But I'd like to see Leah get up there and win. Let's check out the... We'll get to the standings after we get the categories out of the way. In the funny car division, Ronnie Capps up against Tim Wilkerson, one of the only Fords left in the division. It's Tim and if he's even in there this week. Now, Bob Pasca. Well, there he is. He qualified third. They're the only two Fords. It used to be a lot of them. John Force Racing all ran Fords. Number qualifier was Matt Hagen. Again, only 15 people in the event. So Hagen gets a free pass to round two. Still has to run a time, but don't have to blow up the car. because you want to try for lane choice. Because you never know who you're going to face in round two. Well, in this case, it was Jack Beckman. Ronnie Capps, who did make the finals, he was your number four qualifier, went up against John Smith. Round one, and Alexis DeGioia in round two. She did leave the sport for a while and then came back last year. Then up against Matt Hagen in the semis. Hagen from Christiansburg, Virginia, which is a short drive from me. Well, not really. Take about an hour. On a clear day with no accidents on I-81. Tim Wilkerson, on the other hand, your number two qualifier, up against Terry Haddock in round one. Tommy Johnson Jr. in round two. Two Fords in the semis, the ones I just mentioned. And that was a close one, folks. Wilkerson and Tasca. Wilkerson, I think, got a whole shot, and I'm going to tell you why. 079 reaction for Wilkerson, 083 for Tasca. 3.95 with an 8 was a slower ET than a 3.95 with a 5. So technically, that's the whole shot because he got out of the hole quickest, even though he had a slower ET. But I don't know if they count it as. They don't really count it like that when you're looking at the ladder, so. And your final round, Tim Wilkerson, 079, with a 3.945, 325.92 mile an hour run. Fell a little short to Ronnie Capps, who was an 057 off the light, with a 3.937 second, with a 323.12 mile an hour. ET run, yes, mile an hour slower, but your time was quicker. Ronnie takes the win. Low ET today was a 389 by Ron Capps. Best reaction, 020 by Matt Hagen. Top speed, 329.99. Ooh, almost 330 miles an hour. All he needed was another hundredth of a mile an hour. That would have bumped it over the top. But that wasn't the case. But take the category anyway. On to pro stock. Who do we have here? We have Alex Laughlin. Facing off against Aaron Stanfield. That's a name I didn't recognize. He's in the pro stock final. Laughlin, your number four qualifier. Let's see. And there's number two qualifier. She's fresh off her U.S. Nationals win, chugging for a championship round. After winning the championship last year, she's going for two in a row. If you remember, she won her first and second in a row. Then the team decided to, they went from Chevys and then decided to go to Dodge. Then they went to fuel injection, so they had to re-engineer everything. Then they had to go back to Chevy because the Dodge wasn't working. And then they had to re-engineer it with the fuel injection to Chevy. So it takes so things don't happen overnight. So, but that's how it goes sometimes. But anyway, Laughlin faced Kenny Delco in round one and Kyle Koretsky in round two. Derek Kramer, who was your number one qualifier in the semis. And then on the other side of the ladder, Aaron Stanfield was your number six qualifier. Took out Bo Butler in round one. What happened to Bo? He was way up at the top for a while. Then round two, it was Christian Quadra. And up against Jason Lyon in the semis. Good performance throughout the day. Danfield, 034, 663. Round one, 025, 662. And then up against Jason Lyon, 008, which is pretty good, which is really good, actually. It's almost a perfect light. Perfect light is all zeros. Then Lyon had a 665 to Stanfield 663. So in the end, it was Alex Laughlin with an 012 reaction to Stanfield's 024. But Stanfield, I guess, blew up and coasted down the track and with a 14002. And Laughlin just soft pedaled it. So he had it in the bag with a 7.06. He takes the win. Stanfield, the runner-up. Eric Ender's low ET had to be in round one. She only made it two rounds. Yep. With a 6.605. Best reaction time, 008 Stanfield. And top speed, Derek Kramer. On to the Pro Stock Motorcycles. Matt Smith, number one qualifier, up against Andrew Hines, who's always up there. Number two qualifier, Angel Sampe. She's now driving for driving the Harleys with Vance Hines Racing, so she's showing the groove again. But anyway, Matt Smith takes Andrew Hines down with a 684 to Hines' 692, plus Smith's 025 got the jump on Hines' 045. Best reaction is Hector Arana with a 010, and Matt Smith with the tie top speed of 198. Check on the standings. After a couple events coming back, things might have changed around. Steve Torrance back on top after missing an event or two. Doug Kalita in second. Leah Pruitt third. Billy Torrance fourth. How close is it? 22-point difference. Justin Ashley fifth. Sean Langdon sixth. Terry McMillan, 7th. Antron Brown, 8th. Clay Milliken, 9th. And Doug Foley rounds out their top 10. And 12th, Brittany Forrest. And she's only run a couple of races before the quarantine shutdown. Right now, Jack Beckman leads Matt Hagen by 4 points. Tommy Johnson Jr. is 57 back in third. Ronnie Capps, 83 back. In fourth, Tim Wilkerson in fifth, even after the win this week, 121 back. Bob Tasca, sixth. Seventh, J.R. Todd. Alexis DeJoria is in eighth. Ninth, Cruz Pedregon. And Paul Lee rounds out the top 10. In the Pro Stock Series, Jason Lyon now has a 2-point lead over Erica Enders. She dropped down after this, only getting two rounds. She lost to him, and he went on another round. Jake Coughlin is in third, 34 back. I think it's pretty much where the battle's going to be. Aren't too many races left. Alex Laughlin in fourth, Matt Hartford fifth, Greg Anderson sixth, Chris McGahey seventh, Aaron Stanfield eighth, ninth, Bo Butner, And Derek Kramer rounds out your top 10. Pro Stock Bike, let's see who's toting the top spot there. Matt Smith, 21 points over Scotty Polacek, 28 over third place Andrew Hines, and Angel Sampe is 48 back. Eddie Krawick, the three teammates there, Hines, Sampe, and Krawick, Krawick being 64 back. Usually Krawick and Hines are near the top. Now that Angel went to the Harley team, yeah, watch for her to be up there as well. She is a three-time champion as well. Only three women have won championships three times. Angel, Shirley Muldowney, and Erica Enders. So that could be broken this year if Erica can put it back together for the last few races of the season. Ryan Oler, sixth. Angie Smith, seventh. Hector Arana. Chris Bostic, ninth. Steve Johnson, tenth. And that's our Miller Yellow. Top four in the series of the all four divisions. Let's check the next event. The schedule, as they say. Oh, we've got to get away from February. We're in September, October. Next race this weekend, the Raceway Worldwide Technology Raceway in Madison, Illinois. That used to be Gateway. Well, they probably had both there. And that's it. Two events to go until we crown a title. Three events. The Motor Express Lane Midwest Nationals and the AAA Texas NHRA Fall Nationals and the Spring Nationals. Oh, wait a second. We got five events left. And then we have the Mopar Express Lane Spring Nationals, which was at Houston Raceway Park. And then the finals, the Dodge NHRA Finals at the Strip in Las Vegas. Five events left. So this could have started the countdown. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. So we're into the countdown for the championship. So I don't know, the schedules got so shuffled that it was hard to keep track of it. Usually there's 26 events, and then they had to change things around. Well, anyway, as we look at this weekend's run in Las Vegas, Truck Series in action, as well as in Xfinity and the Cup Series, Austin Hill. Takes the checkered flag. He's been on a roll in the Truck Series. Didn't win any stages. Sheldon Creed in second took both stages, but he gets 2 points, playoff points, and Austin Hill gets one. Tanner Gray in third. Good run for Tanner. He's a rookie. He's getting used to this stuff. Ran some ARCA last year. And driving the number 15 Ford pickup. Stuart Friesen in fourth. Chandler Smith fifth. Grant Enfinger won the last race. The sixth, Zane Smith in seventh. Christian Eckes in eighth. Matt Craft in ninth. And Tyler Ankrum rounds out your top ten. Everybody in the top ten were in the playoffs except for Friesen, Gray, and Smith. Average speed, 119.8. Margin of victory, 0.546. Race took an hour and 40 minutes and 37 seconds long. There were four lead changes amongst four drivers. Sheldon Creed led twice for 89 laps. Austin Hill led once for 39 laps, including the final one, and then Christian Eckes once for five, and then Brett Moffitt once for one. Five cautions for 25 laps. Three of those were designate. Competition caution was your first one, and two stage conclusion one, and stage two conclusion were your next two, so you only had two for incidents. And those were for five laps apiece. So 15 of those laps were competition and stage conclusions. With the win, it's Austin Hill gets his 24th. His sixth victory in 93 Gander Outdoors Truck Series starts. His second in 2020. And his second victory in fourth top 10 in seven races at Las Vegas. Tanner Gray was the highest finishing rookie with a third place checkered flag. Let's check out the championship points right now. So Sheldon Creed leads the points. Brett Moffitt second. Zane Smith is third. Moffitt's in second with no wins. We're in the playoffs now, so but he would be first. Well, I don't know. With the win, I guess he did win. Austin Hill, with the win, locks himself into the next round. So that leaves the spot open for a couple more. Grant Enfinger is fourth. Tyler Ankrum is fifth. Matt Crafton is sixth. Seventh, Austin Hill. Eighth, Christian Eckes. Ben Rhodes, ninth, and Todd Gilliland are your top 10 playoff guys. So let's hear what our winner had to say, Mr. Austin Hill.
Hey, Austin.
What's going on?
All right. Yeah, I got you. All right. We are now joined by tonight's winner of the World of Westgate 200 out of Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Austin Hill, driver of the number 16 Hickory Racing Enterprises Toyota. Austin, how are you able to get the truck across the finish line today first, and what it feels like to know you're safely into the next round here?
We had a fight through our adversity today. We didn't start the race where we wanted to, having a bad race at Bristol, and track position was huge today. It seemed like when you're back in the pack, it was really hard to pass. The aero side of it was pretty bad. Really, everybody was fighting the same thing, and we just had to keep fighting. We started the race off just way too loose, and we kept working on the truck, getting it better each and every stop, and that last stop, my pit crew got me off pit road really good. And I knew when we were restarting up front there that I just had to get aggressive. And that's what we did. You know, we got really aggressive and got second. And then that last restart that we had, the 18 kind of helped me out a little bit because he tried to get to the outside of the two instead of pushing him. And when it did that, it cleared me off the two. And, you know, I just had to run my race there. I had to run, perfect laps and really just started protecting my line. I ran the bottom for a little while, and then when I saw the two was catching me, I moved up the racetrack and started running the 10th. And, you know, just had to run where he was to keep his truck in dirty air. And that was really the biggest difference. You know, he was a little bit better than we were tonight. But we just had to use all the tools and resources I had in the truck to get the job done, and we did. And it feels really good being able to go to Talladega and not have to worry about it. So it's really nice to get the job done with this Lance Canada Toyota Tundra. And, you know, I can't thank Scott and HRE enough for everything they do. They have that no-quit attitude, and, you know, we were just able to get it done and be there at the end when it mattered.
Awesome. All right, we are going to go to our media for questions now. And Bob Parker, go ahead and kick it off.
Austin, does it run through your mind at all late in that race that the difference between winning and being locked in versus finishing second, and if you finish second, you're probably less than 10 points, less than a 10-point cushion going into Talladega?
Well, I didn't know what our point situation was. It's kind of ironic, actually, because right after the Bristol race, right when I crossed the finish line, I told all the guys to hold their head up on the radio, and I told them that we were coming to Las Vegas and we were going to win it. And sure enough, we lived up to what I said, and it's kind of cool to see that. But, yeah, I mean, I really didn't know what the point situation was like. I knew it wasn't great just because we didn't get good stage points, stage one and two, because we just, like I said, we just had to fight the truck tonight and really work on it hard. And Scott made the right adjustments. And then once we got clean air, I had to do my job as a driver and, you know, keep them behind me. But, it's definitely, you know, a lot of weight lifted off my chest now that I know I can go to Talladega and have some fun and not have to worry about points or anything like that. But yeah, we're always here to go win the race. And I think my heart rate was probably 200 beats per minute. And it was just one of those dogfights. And I thought it was a really good race, and we did everything right.
And
all righty, there's Austin Hill. Another round of playoffs in the Xfinity Series, starting on the pole. Leading both stages, and four times for 164 of the 200 laps. Getting all seven playoff points. Chase Briscoe in the 98. Ford takes the win, obviously. Noah Gragson in second. Daniel Hemric in third. Justin Allgaier was in fourth. Ryan Sieg fifth. Austin Cindric sixth. Michael Annette seventh. Anthony Alfredo eighth. Ninth, Harrison Burton. And Justin Haley rounds out your top ten. There were eight lead changes amongst five drivers, six cautions for 28 laps. Two stage conclusion cautions for 10 laps total. So 18 laps were for incidents, and there was a few. Four to be exact, so. It was an Xfinity Series race, so you know people are looking to get into the next round of the playoffs. The win, it's the 10th victory in 78 Xfinity races for Briscoe. It's his 8th this season, so he is the dominant force in the Xfinity Series. And it's his 2nd victory in 6 races at Las Vegas. And the highest finishing rookie in 9th was Harrison Burton. Let's check out the standings. With the win, Chase Briscoe locks himself into the next round. He has 8 wins. Austin Cindric is second. Will Gregson, third. Justin Allgaier, fourth. All these guys have wins. Justin Haley, fifth. Justin Allgaier did sweep the weekend last weekend and helped his cause. Brandon Jones, sixth. Ryan Sieg, seventh in points, 0 wins. Eighth, Harrison Burton with 2. Ross Chastain in ninth. Michael Annette, 10th. Riley Herbst, 11th. And Brandon Brown is the last guy in the playoffs. He's only climbed to that number 8 spot because 4 will be eliminated in a race or two. It'll be 4 and then 4. And then the final 4 in the final race, which used to be Homestead, but it isn't this year. But they redid the scheduling due to, let's hear from our winner, Chase Briscoe.
Chase, can you hear us?
Yep, can you guys hear me?
I sure can. All right, we are now joined by tonight's winner of the Altco 300, Chase Briscoe, driver of the number 98, Stuart Haas Racing Ford. Chase, you had a pretty dominating performance tonight. I think it was the most laps this year. Talk about the car you had tonight and how you got it across in first place.
Yeah, just an unbelievable car. First off, everybody at Stuart Haas Racing, to bring a car like that to the opening round of the playoffs is a huge confidence booster. I feel like it's a big statement. So, that thing was on rails. It was so easy to drive. It was by far the best race car I've ever had, at least after that first stage. First stage, we struggled a little bit, but we were still good enough to, get up front and win that stage. But after that, it was so good to drive. I wish we could have that type of balance over these next 6 weeks, because we'll be really, really strong if we do. So, outside of that, I'm super happy to get Fields in Victory Lane. This is the only race to do all year long, and be able to get them in Victory Lane is certainly a big deal.
All right. Just a reminder to the media, if you have a question here for Chase, please click on the participation tab and raise your hand. We'll open it up with Dustin. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Chase, you mentioned that it was a statement. How big of a statement was it?
I feel like it was pretty big. I mean, obviously anything can change every week. Somebody can find something or have a lot of speed. But, a lot of the races we've won this year, we haven't necessarily been the best car. And tonight we were the best car by quite a bit. So, it just made my job super easy. Once again, so thankful that I get to drive great cars. They're just so good to drive. I can't put it into words. I feel like it's a really big statement. To come out first round of the playoffs, you want to start off good with a lot of momentum, and we certainly have that right now.
Thank you, Chase.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, next up we'll go to Bob Hawker. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Chase, do you have more excitement or relief?
Relief, for sure. I'm not the biggest super speedway fan. And in the truck series, that's what knocked me out of the playoffs, is Talladega. So even with the points gap that we have, if you get crashed early and run 35th on back at Talladega, it puts you in a really tough spot going into the Roval, where anything can happen there too. So definitely going to sleep a lot better this week. And I'm actually looking forward to going to Talladega and the Roval now. I think Talladega is still going to, whatever happens, but I do think it creates some situations at the Roval where we might be able to clog the field, or, we're not worried about stage points or points in general anymore. So it definitely opens up a lot of scenarios for next week.
There you have race winner and playoff advancer. Chase Briscoe, 8 wins this year. He might be able to get up to, might get 10. I mean, 10 is 10 races in a 30 race season. Let's see how many races are in the season. Race number 27 already, and they've still got a few left, so. We're in good, because we... You figure you got Talladega, the Roval, like two more. And oops, somebody tried to scam call me on my phone, not the the show line. Anyway, the big event of the week. Starting ninth, leading two times for 29 laps. No stage wins. But taking the checkered flag for his first ever win at his home track. Driver of the number one, Kurt Busch. Congratulations, Kurt. Took a while, but you finally got a win at home. I think Kyle did as well, but you were left to either that or Kyle didn't. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see and look at the the way it goes. They might say it, they might not. But anyway, Matt DiBenedetto comes home second. He only led two times for eight laps. In third, winning stage one, getting one playoff point, leading four times for 121 laps, which is the most of the race. Denny Hamlin, I picked him to win this one, but didn't go my way. Fourth was Martin Truex, Alex Bowman in fifth, Kyle Busch sixth, Ryan Blaney seventh, Eric Jones, 8th, 9th, Chris Buescher, and rounding out your top 10 was Kevin Harvick. So you have 6 of the 10, top 10 in the playoffs. The other 4 aren't. Well, actually, Big DiBenedetto might have been up until the first round of elimination. Same with Blaney and Eric Jones. Speed, 0. Margin of victory, 0. It ended under yellow. That's what that means. Next race next weekend. And that'll be Talladega. That's where the fun's going to happen. Well, this... With the win, it was Kurt and Kyle at the same time. Kurt Busch is 32nd in 715 Cup Series races. His first this year and his first victory in 23 races at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So, congratulations to Kurt on his first win. Cole Custer in 16th was the highest finishing rookie. 20 lead changes amongst 11 drivers. Chase Elliott led the second most laps, 73. That's almost 200 right there. That was a 400-mile race, so. It was only, 267 laps? 268. Last caution was 7 for 36 laps, and last caution was from lap 262 to 266. Never mind. I'm trying to figure out why there was no margin of victory or average speed. Well, here's the points as they stand. Kevin Harvick, with his win, advances on. Kurt Busch, with his win, advances on. So that's two out of the three, I think. Yeah. Or actually, now this might be race one of the round of 12. So Kurt Busch does lock in. They ought to designate that in these point standings. They'll have a separate chart. Denny Hamlin is second. Brad Keselowski third. Martin Truex fourth. Joey Logano fifth. Chase Elliott sixth. Seventh is Alex Bowman. Kyle Busch is eighth. Kurt Busch is ninth. Clint Boyer, tenth. Eric Almirola, 11th. And Austin Dillon hangs in there for the 12th spot. And it's about 20 points from 12th to 8th. So that's where everybody's vying for. So you either have to win one or get up there in the points. And the next four in line were your actual last four in your playoffs. Let's hear from our winner, Kurt Busch.
Gotcha, yeah.
All right, congrats, my man. We are now joined by tonight's race winner of the South Point 400 of Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Kurt Busch, driver of the number one Chip Ganassi Racing Chevrolet. And Kurt, congrats. Like I said, I know you guys can have a lot of questions from the media here, so I'm going to kick it to them. If you have a question for Kurt, please raise your hand and we'll get right to you. We'll kick it off with Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Sorry, I wasn't ready for that. That was quick. Congratulations, champ.
Thank you, Lee.
Man, I know how bad you wanted to win this race. Has it sunk in at all? I mean, the celebration up there, that was memorable. But after getting the Daytona 500, I knew that this was just absolute tops on your list.
Yeah, this was 20 years of agony and defeat, and now today with triumph. I don't know if I have any more gas left or if I just filled my tank up to go win every race and I'm going to jump in next. This feeling of growing up here and watching the track get built from the desert gravel pit that it was by Richie Klein and his group, and then when Speedway Motorsports came in and bought it, I'm like, man, there's going to be a cup race there. I hope I can, you know, make my way up through legend cars. And just all the memories of everybody, my mom and dad, every Saturday night, all the commitment they gave me, and my little brother to make it in racing. You know, for me, it was a hobby. I never knew I'd get this far. And a guy named Craig Q, here locally in Las Vegas, the owner of the Star Nursery here in Las Vegas, took a chance on me and let me run his late model a few times. And we won a couple races and started working our way up. And it takes a village to make somebody cut through and make it. And this is my hometown, and I have so many people to thank, and I just couldn't be more proud. And I know that they're very proud right now, watching on TV, watching on NBC and Sports Network, and seeing their hometown boy win at the hometown track.
I know on normal weekends you would have your friends from Star Nursery, you would have the high school people you grew up with. Is it somewhat bittersweet under the pandemic that it just wasn't? I mean, I don't know. It just seems like, you know, it would have been a little different had there been your hometown crowd there to cheer you on.
Now they've pierced my heart right now. My memory of everybody, I know they're thinking of me. I know they're celebrating. They're enjoying this just as much as I am. And, yes, with empty grandstands, that's tough. The governor couldn't help quite make the right call to get fans in the grandstands, but everything aside, yes, it's a bit empty, but my heart is full. I won at my hometown track after 20-some-odd tries.
Congratulations. Enjoy it, man.
Thank you.
There's Kurt Busch. Anyway, on the Talladega cha-cha-cha. Well, according to this, which was earlier this year, won by Ryan Blaney, which locked him in the playoffs, Ricky Stenhouse second, Emmett Amarola third. So you got three Fords, and who led your most laps? It was pretty split up. So Ford. So I got to go with a Ford, I guess. And then Hamlin was the only Toyota up there. Lots of Fords. Well, I'm going to go with a Ford then. You know what? They might have some notes on it now because of running it this year differently without qualifying. So, going to Ford toward Keselowski finish. Yada, 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 yada. 19th. No lap sled. I was going to go with Brad, but I'll go with Harvick. So that's who I'm picking, Kevin Harvick for the win, 2 p.m. on Sunday. The green flag drops, weather permitting, of course. Anyway, that's our show for the week. We'll see you all next week. I'm Benny Lee, your host. Don't forget, out tomorrow on my Facebook page, not the Garage Talk Live page, will be the season 2 premiere of They Still Live, where we talk with Jeff Chapman, who is a ufologist and nuclear scientist. Anyway, that's our show for today. We'll see you all next week. Good day and good racing. Bye now. Yeah, I'm done.
I don't know if you can add this for 27 minutes. I mean, I do have some. I'm not giving them up. I'm sorry. It's driving me insane. There's two, one from each yard. And they were okay. Get down. Hi, brother. My name's
Can I go help your brother? When we did we goofy head, we head and squiggly. Hey, Dad. Whoa, please. What's yours? No, no. Oh, good.
Hi, honey.
Hi, cat. Oh, look, the birds are happy.
Yeah.